Welcome to Product Hunt Daily from Brie Podcasts. I'm Mia.
And I'm Milo. Today, TriCase gives AI coding agents disposable sandboxes to test their own code. CircleChat builds a whole Slack-style office for teams of agents with a boss that demands proof, and MentionDrop plugs agents into live market signals so they can react before you even open a dashboard.
AI coding agents can write code fast, but testing what they build is still messy.
Exactly. You need a safe place to run the output without breaking your own machine.
That is what TriCase is designed to solve.
It gives an AI agent a disposable Linux sandbox just for running and testing the app it built.
So the agent writes the code, then spins up a temporary environment, deploys the app, and checks if it actually works.
Each environment is completely isolated.
And disposable. When the test is done, the environment is destroyed, so nothing leaks into your real system.
That also means multiple agents or multiple test runs do not interfere with each other.
The practical outcome is you can let an AI agent iterate on a full-stack app, from code generation through live testing, without babysitting it.
And without the risk that a buggy agent takes down a shared dev server.
It turns the coding agent from a code writer into a self-contained builder-tester loop. We just saw a way to spin up clean, disposable coding environments for a single agent.
Now there is a product that asks, what if you give a team of AI agents their own Slack, a task board, and a boss that says, prove it?
The product is called CircleChat, and its core idea is making AI agents work together in a shared workspace with real accountability.
The part that stands out to me is how they enforce that accountability.
They built in a verification layer where a large language model checks every deliverable, called 1,000 verified deliverables.
So instead of trusting one agent's output, you get a chain where one agent drafts and another agent, or 1,000 review loop, confirms the result meets the spec.
Yeah, and the workspace itself is designed like the tools humans use. A task board, Slack-like channels, and a boss agent that hands out assignments.
That boss agent is not just a scheduler. It prioritizes tasks and requires verifiable completion before anything moves forward.
The practical effect is less ghost work slipping through. The team can coordinate on multi-step projects while the 1,000 verification catches errors before they cascade.
And for developers watching these agent workflows, one concrete consequence is a dramatic cut in manual review time.
Once a deliverable passes the automated 1,000 check, it is marked as verified on the board, and the team moves on without a human needing to sign off on every step. We just looked at a workspace where agents verify each other's deliverables. Now, here's a tool that gives those same agents live ears on the internet. Mention Drop MCP.
So it's like plugging an MCP-compatible agent into a real-time listening service. Mention Drop monitors brand mentions, competitor moves, pricing changes, and funding news.
Right. And the MCP part means it connects directly to Claude, Cursor, Windsurf, and other MCP-aware agents. No custom integration needed.
That's the shift. Instead of a human checking alerts and feeding them to an agent manually, the agent subscribes to streams itself.
It gets structured signals like brand mentioned on Reddit, competitor updated pricing, or new funding round announced, and the agent decides whether to act.
The practical consequence is speed. An agent that monitors live market signals can draft a response, flag a pricing change, or adjust a campaign before a human even opens a dashboard.
But that also means we need to trust the agent's judgment, or set very clear guardrails, since the signal goes straight to action.
Exactly. Mention Drop promises low latency streams, so the window between a competitor's move and your agent's reaction shrinks to near zero.
And because it uses the MCP protocol, it's not locked to one AI assistant. You can plug the same signal feeds into different agents depending on the task.
That makes brand monitoring less about reading dashboards and more about giving your AI a live feed of market pulse it can reason over immediately.
That shift from AI-first brand monitoring to something that bridges both audiences is worth a quick look.
Yeah. What happens when you need one documentation source that works for a human support agent and an AI agent at the same time?
That's the problem Ducks a Lot is taking on.
The usual setup is a mess. Help center articles, a separate knowledge base, maybe a developer portal, each written for a different reader.
Docs a Lot unifies that into one source that serves both people and AI systems.
So instead of maintaining two versions of the same truth, you keep one.
Right. For a support team, that means when the human-readable article updates, the AI agent gets the same change immediately.
Which cuts the classic drift where the bot answers from last month's docs and the human sees something newer.
And that drift is what usually kills trust in AI-assisted support.
That's the concrete win here. Not just unified docs, but one less reason for a customer to hear, "I'm sorry, that information is outdated."
If your WhatChat already runs on WeCom or WexIn, you might have seen a new AI assistant called WorkBuddy show up this week.
Right. Tencent just launched it, and it's not a standalone app. It sits inside the messaging tools people already use, so there's no extra download.
What does it actually do differently from a general chatbot?
It acts more like a specialist team. You can invoke multiple AI agents, one to scan documents, another to plan a schedule, a third to summarize, and they collaborate on your request.
So the real shift is from a single assistant to a small swarm of agents working together inside the same chat.
Exactly. And because it's woven into WeCom and WakeScene, the context, like meeting notes, files, and group threads, is already there.
That lowers the friction a lot. You don't have to copy-paste materials into a separate tool.
The risk is that people treat every agent output as a finished answer when it's still a draft.
So the practical move is to treat it like a fast junior teammate. Useful, but worth checking before you send. Have you ever wanted to read Japanese or Chinese, but got stuck on the very first character?
All the time. I copy-paste into a dictionary and lose the flow.
That friction is exactly what Toku Reader tries to remove. It's a new tool that gives you native articles, novels, and even podcasts in Japanese and Chinese.
So instead of switching apps, you just stay inside the content?
Exactly. You tap any word and get an instant dictionary pop-up right there. The reading doesn't stop.
That sounds like it protects your immersion. And they claim it also works with listening content, so you could follow a podcast transcript while reading along.
That dual-mode setup is the core promise. The real consequence is you might finally finish an article or a chapter without ever taking a vocab detour.
And for intermediate learners, that could be the difference between giving up and actually sticking with it.
One tap, one meaning, no tab hopping.
Clean enough to make daily reading feel possible again.
From language tools to business tools, this next one tackles a problem every remote team faces: getting paid and paying others across borders without your money getting stuck.
Right. This is END, and they call it a global operating account that combines fiat, stablecoins, and cards in one place.
What does that actually mean for a small, borderless business?
You get local bank details in multiple countries, so clients pay you like a local company, no expensive SWIFT wires.
And the stablecoin piece lets you hold and move funds in USDC or USDT when bank rails are slow or expensive.
The practical win is speed. You settle cross-border payments in minutes instead of days, and then spend directly from the account with physical or virtual cards.
So the promise is one dashboard, less float trapped in transit, and fewer surprise currency fees.
Exactly. For a lean global team, that changes how fast they can reinvest revenue instead of babysitting payment flows.
Daily journaling apps keep adding AI and social feeds, but what if someone just wants a quiet page and a pen?
That's basically the pitch for penning.
What makes it different from just opening a blank note?
It's an iPad app built around handwriting first. No keyboard, no prompts, just one blank page per day.
So it's deliberately reducing the tool to the simplest form.
Exactly. Handwriting on a tablet, private by default, and no feed pulling you into other people's mornings.
The discipline angle is kind of baked in, isn't it?
One page a day. That's the limit. There's no endless scroll, no AI rewriting your thoughts.
Which means the real consequence is less friction to start, but also a clear stop.
Right. You write, you close it, your entry stays on your device. No sharing unless you actively export it.
That was Penin. One blank page a day, no feed, no AI rewriting your thoughts. Sometimes the quietest tool is exactly what you need.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back with more tomorrow.